The first of the academic procession has arrived. Leading the procession is the University Marshal, Professor Poppy McCloud. Following the University Marshal is the banner for the class of 2022. The class year banner bearers are Alexander William Foley and Audrey Sarah Hong. The class marshals are Alexandra Wu and Alicia Davi Tan. First to arrive behind the class banner are the PhD candidates of the graduate school. The symbol banner is carried by Jenny Lee Dupree. Candidates are led by Dean of the Graduate School, Kathleen J. Hill. The PhD banner bearers are Brianna Michelle Esselstein and Mariela Gutierrez Santos. The PhD degree marshals are Samantha Lila Bosco and Alexa Poe. Once again, everyone, the PhD degree candidates from the graduate school. Next are the master degree candidates of the graduate school. The banner bearers are Leon Ying Wang and Timothy Snyder. The master degree marshals are Rachel Young and Xiying Chen. For your information, the Weill Cornell Medical College in Qatar and the Cornell Medical College in New York City are participating in separate commencement ceremonies. Once again, the master's degree candidates from the graduate school. Next are the candidates from the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, comprised of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, the Cornell Stephanie and Peter Nolan School of Hotel Administration, and the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. The S.C. Johnson College of Business is led by Dean Andrew Corona. The banner bearers are Pradeep Mathukrishnan and Yongmin Chung. Next, the MBA and MPS degree candidates from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, led by Dean Mark W. Nelson. The college banner bearers are Matan Oppenheim and Thomas Lovett. The degree marshals are Mariana Flores Aguilar and Yashodhara Nirukanda. The symbol banner bearer is Lily Cabazon. Once again, the MBA and MPS degree candidates from the Johnson Graduate School of Management. Stadium are the first of the college degree candidates. The Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration is led by Dean Kate Walsh and college banner bearers Lilia Lark Fromm and Jawahar Patel. Degree marshals are Bernadette Gunther and Kyra Roach. The symbol banner bearer is Isabel Haberstock. Once again, the degree candidates from the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration. Next, the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, led by Dean Jinhua Zhao. And college banner bearers are Van Cannon and Gabrielle Lee. The degree marshals are Jessica Tang Chen and Ethan Ma. The symbol banner bearer is Matt Za. Once again, the degree candidates from the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. Stadium, led by Dean Benjamin Holton, are the candidates of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. College banner bearers are Daniel Kim and Yalen Ba. Degree marshals are Zichen He and Surishti Tiagi. The symbol banner bearer is Jian Zhang.
Thank you.
Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Stadium are the degree candidates from the College of Human Ecology, led by Dean Rachel Donovan, and college banner bearers Jessica Sarah Feldman and Ava DeBartolomes. Degree marshals are Annie Wu and Mark Alexander Hittrick. The symbol banner bearer is Lauren Lee. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Human Ecology. Now entering the stadium are the candidates from the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, led by Dean Colleen L. Barry, and college banner bearers Krishna Kandala and Matthew Sheen. Degree marshals are Jillian Rachel Payan and Andrew Wen. The symbol banner bearer is Chelsea Chen. Once again, the degree candidates from the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. Now entering the stadium are the degree candidates from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, led by Dean Alexander Colvin and college banner bearers Jennifer Flores and Jude Thaddeus Martini. Degree marshals are Oliver Sean Eggleston and Shayla Nicole Combs. The symbol banner bearer is Rocio Chanez. Once again, the degree candidates from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations. Now entering the stadium are the degree candidates from the College of Art, Architecture, and Planning, led by Dean J. Mijin Yoon, and college banner bearers Hannah Kathleen Fowell and Gracie Meek. Degree marshals are Tat Asakul, Sabrina Hertig Gonzalez, and Justin Joel Tan. The symbol banner bearer is Mia Pauline Hawes. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning. Joining the procession are members of the university faculty, led by the Dean of the University Faculty, Eve DeRosa. The faculty marshals are Professor Steve Clavell and Professor Drew Noden. Thank you. At this time, we acknowledge and thank the Cornell University faculty. Are members of the university leadership, led by Provost Michael I. Kotlikoff, and members of the Board of Trustees, led by Chairman Robert S. Harrison. The faculty marshals are Professor Fred Schneider and Professor John Hermanson. At this time, the University Marshal, Professor Poppy McLeod, will escort the Mace Bearer, Professor Melissa A. Hines, and Cornell University President, Martha E. Pollock, to their places on the platform.
Thank you. Good morning. I am Professor Hoppy McLeod, the University Marshal. As part of today's ceremony, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayokono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayokono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayokono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayokono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. President Pollack, candidates for degrees from Cornell University have gathered for the conferral of degrees to celebrate the commencement of the 154th graduating class of Cornell University. Members of the Board of Trustees, the faculty, university leadership, degree candidates, and guests are in their places. The assembly is hereby called to order. Please rise and join the university chorus and glee club, accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony in singing the Star Spangled Banner. It is my privilege to introduce Michael I. Kotlikoff, University Provost.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, families, friends, supporters, and most of all, the remarkable graduates of the class of 2022. Graduates, congratulations. Congratulations for advancing your scholarship during an extraordinary time. Congratulations for coming together as a community and showing your resilience. I could not be more proud of what we have achieved together over the past 2 years. On behalf of the faculty of Cornell University, I offer my congratulations and best wishes for your future success. And I look forward to hearing from you about all of your accomplishments in the coming years. And now I am honored to introduce the 14th president of Cornell University, professor of computer science, information science, and linguistics, Martha E. Pollack.
Good morning, everyone, and congratulations, graduates. It is so great to be here and to be celebrating with all of you the truly remarkable achievements of the truly remarkable class of 2022. Now, it kind of feels like it's raining, right? But it's not. It's not. Wait. Because every graduation day is a sunny day. So get out your shades. We're going to pretend that the sun is shining. I have one other piece of housekeeping to take care of. I know it was a long walk over here from the Arts Quad. Someone out there lost her shoe. Where are you? Come on, if this is your shoe, come and get it. All right, here she comes. Graduates, before I say anything else, I do want to take a few moments to say something that all of you know already, which is that none of the achievements we're here to celebrate are solo achievements. Everybody who is graduating this morning, whatever degree they're receiving, is graduating because of the care and the help and the support of others. The parents, grandparents, and siblings, the family by birth and family by choice, the faculty and staff, classmates and friends, who together made your Cornell education possible. And I know that many of these people are up there in the stands today, so follow my directions right now. I want every graduate, I know you don't want to stand up, your chair will get wet, but stand up, and if you know where your family and friends are sitting, face them, otherwise just turn around. Don't do anything yet, but just stand up and turn around. Okay, now, here's what I want you to do. On the count of three, in whatever language you speak at home, English or Spanish or Hindi or Chinese or Cayuga, whatever it is, I want you to yell thank you so loud that the people here supporting you will hear your voice over the thousands of other graduates who are also yelling, okay? One, two, three. I also want to pause for the next moment to acknowledge the people who are here with us today only in our hearts, the students whose graduation this should have been, and everyone we've lost over the past year to COVID-19. So this year marks Cornell's 154th commencement and our third since the start of the COVID pandemic. There's so much I could say about the challenges that the class of 2022 has faced together since the pandemic began, but frankly, I think you've had enough pandemic-related messages from me. So I'm gonna make to you the same promise that I made to the class of 2022 when they returned for their rescheduled and then re-rescheduled commencement last fall. And that is that the rest of my comments today will not contain any of the following words or phrases: unprecedented, uncertain, new normal, physical distancing, social distancing, public health, mask wearing, Zoom meeting, virtual event, super spreader event, surveillance testing, contact tracing, quarantine transmission, adaptation, isolation, vaccination, or pandemic. And I'm not going to say you're muted. As the Cornell class of 2022, you are the first graduating class into which almost everyone is born in the 21st century. And that means that almost all of you are digital natives. That means you grew up in a world of ubiquitous technology, and your lives have been shaped in countless ways by the communications, services, entertainment, and careers that modern technology, including the internet, has made possible. And whatever degree you're graduating with today, whatever your future plans, nearly all of you are looking ahead to careers that will be enabled in some way by technology. But there's one tech-enabled career that we don't have a course of study for, and it's a job that took me as a non-digital native a while to get my head around. And that's the career of influencer. When I first realized that this was actually some kind of a profession, being a university president, I wanted to know what training or what education do you need to qualify for it. Didn't take me long to discover that there is no major for this. Although there are a surprising number of websites explaining how to become an influencer in 5 or 7 or 12 easy steps. But none of those websites answered a key question. What makes influencers influential? I decided I needed some examples, so even though I'm not a big fan of rankings or top 10 lists, I Googled top 10 influencers. I didn't look at all 17 million hits, yes, 17 million, but on the first page I found, on a site I'd never heard of, there was a list that claimed to rank the top 10 real influencers. And helpfully for me, it also included a definition of a real influencer. This definition excluded, among other categories, politicians, musicians, athletes, actors, public figures, and celebrities. Basically, anyone who had become famous for something they had done on the internet, off the internet. A real influencer, according to this particular list, was somebody who had become famous only through their use of social media, by making videos about the clothes they wear, or the food they eat, or the makeup they put on, and then getting people to pay attention to anything from their home renovation to their dinner. The goal of all this, as far as I could tell, is to create a public version of your life that will make other people want their lives to be not like your actual life, but like that curated version of your life. And if they like that version of your life enough, well, then maybe you'll influence them to buy things. At this point, I'd like to go out on a limb and make a bold assertion that your influence should be measured not by how you present your life, but by what you do with it. And if that disqualifies you from someone's top 10 real influencer list, that's probably just fine. Each of you as Cornell students who are soon to be Cornell graduates has an extraordinary potential to be a true influencer in the real world. Between the graduates on the field today and those who will be there this afternoon and those who graduated from Weill Cornell Medicine and the Cornell Tech campuses in New York last week, the Cornell class of 2022 represents knowledge and expertise and skill and potential across nearly every field and discipline and realm of human creativity. You will become artists and engineers, lawyers and physicians, veterinarians, musicians, actors, bankers and business owners and scientists and teachers and community organizers. In the years to come, you will learn to teach and invent and innovate. You will write and create. You will build and lead. Together, you will make contributions that Ezra Cornell could never have dreamed of when he imagined this institution for any person and any study, and you'll do it kind of wet, I guess. Together, as the 154th graduating class of Cornell, you will change the world in ways that none of us yet know, sharing the fruits of your Cornell education, as have generations of Cornellians before you since our very beginning. Wherever you go from here, know that the work and the innovations and the influence of Cornellians will be all around you. In every glass of pasteurized milk, every air-conditioned room, every digital computer, every implanted pacemaker. If you've eaten an apple or a blueberry or a grape in New York State, you probably have a Cornellian to thank for it. And next time you sit down to a Thanksgiving turkey or a chicken nugget, yep, also Cornell. If you watched the Perseverance rover land on Mars or you loved Charlotte's Web as a kid, you've had your life changed by a Cornellian. And another way, if you've had your life changed by two or three doses of a certain virus-preventing substance that I promise not to mention, well, all of those contributions to our world were brought to you in some part by Cornellians. In the years ahead, Cornellians like you will bring the world more resilient varieties of fruits and vegetables and grains, better ways to grow and preserve food, and farming practices that preserve our soil and our water. Because of Cornellians, we'll have more efficient batteries and solar panels, packaging that will keep plastics out of the ecosystem, and we'll have better ways to create and store renewable energy. We'll find new and path-breaking applications for artificial intelligence, developed with a human understanding of technology. We'll have more livable cities, more equitable societies, and a more sustainable planet. And we'll have art, music, literature, and poetry to enrich our lives and feed our souls, created by Cornellians like you. Each of you came to Cornell not just for a degree, but for an education. And not just for any education, but for the uniquely Cornellian education you knew you would find here. One that would prepare you with not only the skills and knowledge, but also the competence and the ethos and the habits of mind to add your own contribution to the influence on the world that this university has had through every one of its 154 graduating classes. So what I ask each of you today is something very simple. Use your Cornell educations to have an influence that will matter. Build both on the specific knowledge you gained in your classes and the habits of mind and the Cornell ethos you developed here. The courage to question and to explore, a commitment to science and to truth, an appreciation for literature and the arts, a love for the natural world, respect for the value of diversity and of different perspectives, the importance of being a good friend and of having friends, and the resilience to keep moving forward when the paths you laid out and the landscape before you bend and shift. My wish for all of you is that each of you will become, in your own way, a true influencer, someone whose influence on the world, whatever that might be, is real and lasting and good, and that the friends you made here will always share your journey, and that Cornell will always be a part of you, just as you will always be a part of Cornell. Class of 2022, congratulations.
The Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club will now perform Let Beauty Be Our Memorial by J.A.C. Redford.
Let's go.
We will now proceed to the conferral of degrees. The first group to be presented to the President for conferral of degrees are those who have fulfilled the requirements for degrees in the Cornell Graduate School. Will the Dean of the Graduate School, Catherine J. Bohr, please come forward? Will the candidates for the doctoral degree please rise and the degree marshals come to the front of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these unsinkable candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Science of Law, or Doctor of Musical Arts.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the doctoral degree appropriate to your field of advanced study and research with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Cornell University welcomes the new doctoral graduates to the ancient and universal company of scholars. Will the doctors please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the candidates for the master's degree in studies that have been directed by the graduate school please rise, and the degree marshals come to the front of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these unstoppable candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the master's degree, be it Master of Arts, Master of Fine Arts, Master of Industrial and Labor Relations, Master of Landscape Architecture, Master of Professional Studies, Master of Public Health, Master of Regional Planning, or Master of Science.
Thank you. Wait, you haven't gotten your degrees yet. Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the master's degree to which you are entitled with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the master's graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, Andrew Caroli, please come forward?
Will the Dean of the superb Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, Mark Nelson, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Business Administration and Master of Professional Studies from the superb Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management please rise?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these slightly damp but still truly extraordinary candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, having fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Master of Business Administration and Master of Professional Studies.
Thank you, Dean Nelson. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees of Master of Business Administration or Master of Professional Studies with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats. Me again. Will the dean of the magnificent Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration, Kate Walsh, please come forward. Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Management in Hospitality and Bachelor of Science from the SC Johnson College of Business and the Cornell, magnificent Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration, and candidates for the degree of Master of Professional Studies in Real Estate, please rise. And the degree marshals, please come forward to the front of the platform.
Hotelies, President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these sensational candidates who have fulfilled the requirements and who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration for the degree of Master of Management in Hospitality or Bachelor of Science, and by the faculty, there they are. Yeah. Hotelies, and by the faculty of the graduate field of real estate for the degree of Master of Professional Studies.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean Walsh. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees of Master of Management in Hospitality or Bachelor of Science or Master of Professional Studies with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Next are the candidates for college degrees. Will the two class marshals representing the senior class please come to the front of the platform? In a moment, each college group will be called to rise for presentation to the president and then asked to be seated. After all the college degree groups have been presented to the president, all the groups will be asked to rise again for the awarding of degrees. The degree marshals for the college degree groups will come forward as each group is called. Again, will the dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, Andrew Caroli, please come forward.
Me again. The Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management is a proudly shared program of the SC Johnson College of Business and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, which is led by my colleague, Dean Benjamin Holton. Will the Dean of the exceptional Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, Jinhua Zhao, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the exceptional Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management please rise? And the degree marshals, please come to the front of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting this remarkable candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and the S.A. Johnson College of Business, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Zhao.
Do I say, will the candidates please be seated?
How many PhDs does it take to read a script? And will the degree marshals please return to their seats? Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Benjamin Holton, please come forward?
Let's go!
Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences please rise, and the degree marshals please come to the front of the platform.
Let's see those flags.
Are you ready?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these life-changing, making the world a better place than we found it, candidates who are duly recommended by the outstanding faculty of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, having fulfilled the requirement for the degree of Bachelor of Science. Let's go.
Candidates, please be seated, and the degree marshals return to your seats. Will the Dean of Cornell Tech, Greg Morissette, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Laws in Technology and Entrepreneurship, Master of Engineering, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science from Cornell Tech please rise?
President Pollack, the expeditionary force to take New York City has returned to Ithaca. And I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of Cornell Tech, having fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Master of Laws in Technology and Entrepreneurship, Master of Engineering, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science.
Thank you, Dean Morissette.
Will the candidates please be seated, and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Rachel Denifin, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the College of Human Ecology please rise, and the degree marshals please come forward?
President Pollack, I have the great honor of presenting these strong, smart, kind candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Human Ecology, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Denifin.
Will the candidates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the dean of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, Colleen Barry, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Master of Health Administration, Executive Master of Health Administration, Master of Public Administration, and Bachelor of Science from the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, please rise, and the degree marshals, please come to the front of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these truly impressive candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy in its inaugural year. Having fulfilled the requirements of the degrees of Master of Health Administration, Executive Master of Health Administration, Master of Public Administration, and Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Barry.
Will the candidates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Alexander Colvin, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations please rise, and the degree marshals come to the front of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these audacious and inspiring candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Colvin.
Will the candidates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Lee Jin Yoon, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Master of Architecture, Bachelor of Architecture, Bachelor of Fine Arts, and Bachelor of Science from the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning please rise, and the degree marshals come to the front of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these world-shaping candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning and have fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Master of Architecture, Bachelor of Architecture, Bachelor of Fine Arts, and Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Yoon.
Will all the degree candidates please rise at this time?
It is my privilege to recognize the candidates recommended by the deans and faculties of these several schools and colleges for the appropriate college degrees. By the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the college degree appropriate to your field of study with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the class marshals and all college degree marshals please be seated? And will everyone also now please be seated while the Glee Club and chorus sing the evening song? This concludes the commencement ceremony for these degree candidates of the 154th graduating class of Cornell University. We thank you for joining us today and congratulate all of our new graduates. Please remain standing during the recessional and then exit the crescent as directed by the ushers. Thank you. I apparently need remedial reading. Please stand for the singing of the Alma Mater by the Cornell University Chorus Glee Club and accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony. Okay, now this concludes the ceremony. Please remain standing during the recessional and exit the crescent, and thank you. Thank you.
wake up the high.